Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I'm your host, Kyra Carlin, and you guys, I'm going to go ahead and just preface this one. I'm doing a podcast before doing the thing I'm going to tell you to do. And that's like a huge, huge risk of mine. I actually could be telling you to do the absolute wrong thing, but I, in the core of me, I feel like I have something figured out. Now, also, I want this to be known. I am not new and inventive, and I'm not created something that someone else hasn't already created. But just like anything else, whether it's your training, your leadership, whatever it may be, so many times we need to hear somebody else say it for us to believe that it's possible for us, right? And that's kind of where I'm at with this. And I don't even have a thing or a person or anything to tie this to be like, well, I saw this on and have a reference. It was just kind of like, you know what? You're kind of not doing that great. And it's kind of your own fault. So I'm going to run you through what I just had my team do with me. And like literally when I say had them do with me, I meant 5 minutes ago, we just finished the call of us doing this. And I also want to remind you what I said about 2 minutes ago is that I actually don't know if this works, but I feel like I need to share it right now because I feel like this is what is going to be pivotal for me in my own like physical thinking and being and doing and accomplishing things. Okay, so before I like give you any more hype where you're like, oh my gosh, did she find the magical closet for Narnia? No, I didn't. But I feel like I may have figured out how to quit feeling like I suck. Now, like let me be for real. Like feel like I'm not doing enough, feel like my whole day is gone and I have done nothing. Does anybody else ever feel like that where you're like, oh my gosh, it's been such a busy, and I say air quotes, busy day. And you're like, what'd you do? And you like go to say something and you're like, I can't even finish a complete sentence with what I have done today because I didn't really do anything, right? Anybody else feel like that? So that is me. And that is me in real time with entrepreneurship of being busy but not getting a lot done. So I'm going to change that. And one of my best characteristics or attributes is the recognition of when I have something going wrong or when I'm doing something wrong. And that is where I'm at right now. I could be on here for forever talking to you guys about this. I'm currently doing 75 hard. I am in week two. No, I just finished week two. I'm starting week three right now. And I'm doing it very selfishly. I typically do something for other people, but like I have found myself feeling the need to be in this season of showing up better for myself than I do for others. And that's where this is coming in. But also, it's also going to tie in for other people. So just hear me out. Okay, so here is a practice that I had my team do. And like I said, probably for the 15th time, and I'll probably say it 5 more times. I don't know if this actually works, but like in my mind, it's going to. So I'm going to give you this advice. So I'm going to try and beat myself at feeling like I don't get anything done by getting the basic amount done, if that makes sense, but feeling like I've accomplish so much so that I will feel better. And more than likely, I'll probably get more stuff done because I'll continue to want to beat myself. So here's the first thing that I do. The very first thing is I write down the non-negotiables or the things that I am going to do every single day, like without fail, without rhyme, without reason, or things that I want to accomplish to get done. So I write them down the very beginning. Like you can either do it like, okay, what do I do when I get up? And like you could do it chronologically. I totally got interrupted and I'm praying that this is at the exact same spot that I was on. My reminder that I'm going to tell you guys about here in just a minute just went off. So here's what we're going to do. You can either do it chronologically where you're like, okay, what do I do when I get up? Now what do I do? Now what do I do? That's kind of where I went with it because I know that I'm pretty routine and I didn't want to leave anything out. Or you can do it brain dump style where you just like literally word vomit all the things that you do within a day and just get it done. So I'm going to give you a couple examples of mine just because maybe you're like, I don't even know what you're talking about. So the very first thing I put was morning routine. Now, that is very broad and very generalized. I could be very specific of be like, put on my workout clothes, make my unicorn powder, get, you know, I could do that, but I just generalize my morning routine because it does not steer away. If you have a question on what my morning routine is, I have multiple episodes that explain what I do and why I do my morning routine. So I have my morning routine down. I have make my bed, make Michael's lunch, check my Instagram messages, check my stories, make a post, check in with my challenge group, do my workout. So these are all things that I know every single day I should be getting done. So, I mean, I wrote down everything. I filled up an entire page basically of things that I want to have done for my day's time. Okay, so that was step one. Step two, write down beside it on each thing that you wrote on that line, how much time is that going to take you? So for me, like I put morning routine, I put 30 minutes. That's about what it takes for me to get my unicorn powder made, to sit down, read my devotional, do my grateful journal, kind of like do the morning thing. Sometimes it's 45 minutes. So I mean, I could easily change that. But I just went down beside every single thing and I wrote the amount of time that I believe it's going to take me or the amount of time that I think it should take me. Okay. So that was step number two. Yeah. Step number two. Now we're going to go with step number three, and this may be where you find yourself thinking you need to change some times or add some times. So the thing that I did next was I wrote down in 1 hour increments on a piece of paper, the time that I woke up and then 1 hour for that from then on. So it was like 4:30, 5:30, 6:30, 7:30, all the things. There was a blank in between. So if I wanted to do 4:35, 5:30, I could, but I instead did, you know, 1 hour increments space with a line between. Does that make sense? I hope so. This is where I wish I was doing a visual, like a YouTube channel where I could show you what I'm talking about. So I wrote down the time that I got up, which is 4:30 and 1 hour increments all the way down. Now I only did it till 4 because honestly, I'm using a smaller notebook and that's as far as I got. But my plan is to use my digital planner that I'm going to get. I'm using this for accountability to do this next practice. Okay, so once you have all the time written out, now here is the time where it's a storytell time. And this may be a longer podcast because I need you to know all the things that I'm trying to get my point across. I need you to fill in the blanks now with commitments you have to other people. Meaning, I know I have to get my kids up at 7 and my time from 7 until 8:30 technically by the time I get home, is dedicated to getting my kids up, getting them ready for school, getting them out the door, getting them breakfast, getting them to school, taking them to school, waiting in the drop-off, like all those things, right? So I wrote down, I know from 7 till 8:15, I am busy. I'm busy with my doing stuff for my kids, okay? And then I also know that I need to pick them up at 1:30, and that takes after I do the sit there in the pickup line, get home, do all things, that's 2:30. So I know that those commitments are what I have currently. That is what my season of life looks like now. There was a time whenever I was working full-time outside of the home where that time, that commitment for other people looked a lot different. It was, I had to be at work at 8:30 and I was there until 11:30 working. So I would take that time and scribble out those times of when I'm working. And then I knew I had a lunch hour for 1 hour and it was from 11:30 to 12:30. So that was an open time. So there was nothing there. Then I know that I was going back to work from 12:30 to 5. Those were the times that was non-negotiable. Like I am working at my present job. And then it would be, you know, I had to drive home and then I knew I had to make supper, things like that. So these are commitments that I had made for other people. Let me tell you the reasoning why I'm having you do this and why I believe this is going to work. And like, if this crash and fails, it's like, please don't blame me, but like, I just feel like it's going to. So whenever I was working outside of the home and building this business simultaneously, I could show up for other people without fail. But I would put me on a back burner. But what I would find myself doing is, okay, so I know that I have to go to the post office every day. Like that was where I, quote, kickstarted my lunch. The first thing I would leave the office, I would go to the post office. I would, you know, pick up and deliver the mail that we had to do for the day. Every single day without fail, I went to the post office. So what I would do is be like, okay, if I know I have to go to the post office, first thing, what I am going to do is guarantee myself that during this time when I get there every single day, I'm going to do work. So for me, that looked like sending messages, checking in with my girls, checking in with my team, checking in with my challenge group, maybe even doing like the social media connections that I needed to do that were business driving activities. Because I was tying it to something that I was already doing for somebody else, I would show up for it. And the other thing, I knew I only had 1 hour. It is amazing and mind-blowing the amount of work that you can get done in the amount of time that you are given. Meaning if you know that you have 40 minutes to get something done, you will take 40 minutes to get it done. But if that exact same task, you knew you had 25 minutes to get it done, you would take 25 minutes to get it done. It's crazy, but you will show up for other people way more than you'll show up for yourself. So the reason I had you write down what are things that you have to do for other people is number one, to kind of time block your time. And number two, to show you the open spaces that you have in between. And that was for me. Like I'm looking at this and I'm like, what do I do from 8:30 to 12:30 and from 12:30 to 1:30? Like what am I doing with my day? And it's super easy to be, quote, busy and like doing, quote, work, and you're not actually working, not actually getting anything done, but you are spending time. So then you feel like you're being productive. And then at the end of the day, you're like, I'm not doing anything. So this is where your decision making takes in. So what I did, I blocked out all the times that are taken up with other people. Now you could, maybe you are a type one person who really loves schedule. You really love planning. You really love telling yourself what to do at what amount of time. I do not like someone telling me I have to send invites at 8 a.m. I don't like someone telling me I have to do connections at 8:45. It frustrates me, it puts me in a bad mood, gives me bad energy, and that won't bless me, right? So instead, when I'm color blocking these times of things that I know I have to do before this time, instead I'm like, all right, you've got 2.5 hours. How much work can you fit in of your non-negotiable one? I'm looking at this other piece of paper. How many of these tasks that you wrote times down for, how many of them can you get done in that amount of time? And to go even further, how many of these tasks are similar so you can batch things together? Meaning, I'm not going to check my email and make my bed and check in with my challenge group. That would make no sense. Instead, I'm going to be like, all right, what are the 4 things that I can do that are similar that I can be in the same headspace so I'm not bouncing back and forth for the different roles that I am currently carrying? So it would be like, all right, I'm going to check my messages. I'm going to check my stories. I'm going to make a post and I'm going to check out my challenge group. Those are all things that are very similar and alike and I can do them together. And then after that, I'm going to get my meal prep made, clean the kitchen, do those similar things. So like going into mom duty, and then same thing goes for evening time of family time and marriage time. Okay, after we, you know, have dinner, it's non-negotiable. We're going to clean the kitchen. We're going to get our jammies on. We're going to have our routine of these things. So you can quit feeling like you're having so much stuff to do, yet getting nothing done, and quit feeling like you're having to pull yourself in so many different places. Now, like I said, I actually don't know that this works. Maybe someone else, or I am sure someone else has already done this. Someone else has already probably done a podcast on it. Someone probably else already has like this perfectly laid out plan. But sometimes it takes you trying it out on your own. Sometimes it takes you hearing it from somebody else to help you believe that you can do this. And this is me in real time giving myself that pep talk of, I believe I can do this. So I wrote down all of my stuff that I have to do tomorrow for other people. And I have a lot of blank spots, and I'm going to be able to fill in the blanks from this list of my non-negotiables to get done, to do, that I know are going to make me feel better at the end of the day versus feeling like I got nothing done. Now, the next thing that I'm going to do that we are deciding to do with my team is that every single Sunday, we're going to map out our week. So while these are my non-negotiables on a daily, I want to do these every day. I know that every day can't look the same because for me, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I am busy. I keep my grandson. So I know that my day on Monday and Wednesday may look similar, but Tuesdays and Thursdays are going to be completely different than those days, and that's okay. So what we are going to do every single Sunday is like just fill in the blanks once again. Put in the spots that you know you have to show up for other people and then work around that. Now, that may seem like, when I heard myself say that just now, it may seem like I'm showing up for other people. No, these are non-negotiables. I know my kids need me to pick them up from school. So if I know that that is non-negotiable and I have to do that, how can I fill my time with things for me so that I feel good when I go to do the things for other people? I think sometimes we think taking time for ourselves is selfish and taking away from others. But what I believe a lot of people don't realize is that if you would just take the time for you when you are showing up for others, when you are giving back, it will be more intentional. It will be like you'll have more meaning and emotion to it versus feeling like you have to. You don't feel like the martyr. You don't feel like, oh, I am having to do this. Instead, you are getting to do this. So that's as far as I've gotten with this brainstorm, brain dump, planning thing. I don't know who I am planning, but I feel like this is what I need during this season of showing up the best me I possibly can. So I hope that this jumbled brain dump is helpful for you. If it is, if you try it, if you implement it, if you write down a routine, if you write down your non-negotiable list, if you write down your time blocking, girl, tag me in it. I know that we could do this together, but it is definitely going to take teamwork, and I rely on so many of you guys to remind me to keep showing up because I know that me doing this is helping somebody in this season that they currently are in who is praying for this answer. So I am so thankful for you guys. Feel free to tag me, post this on social. I love, love, love seeing you guys shout me out. I love seeing that this is helping. I love seeing that what I'm doing is making a difference. I cannot thank you guys enough, and until next week. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.